The Mysterious Devil
by
Finn,
Harry,
Nathan,
Freddie,
and Brooklyn.
Episode 1. One foggy morning in New York City, Jeff and Timmy, who are best friends, both attended Dandruff School. Dandruff School was a popular and high-achieving primary school. Every morning at 9 a.m. they would catch the local bus to school. This was a day just like any other, apart from one thing. Didn't arrive at 9 a.m. Wondering what to do, the boys decided to walk the long and windy way to school.
"What's going on with the bus today? It's never been late before,"
asked Jeff with a suspicious tone to his voice. When they arrived at school, the teacher took the register for some strange reason, it was guided reading the first thing in the morning. Timmy noticed that there were 25 children in the class, when normally there's 30. When they got home, Jeff and Timmy played at Timmy's house.
"Why is the day so weird?" questioned Timmy. "Jeff?"
"I don't know," answered Timmy.
Episode 2. Bright and early the next day, Jeff and Timmy woke up to the sizzling sun, and the bus came at 8:25 a.m.
"Why has the bus been so off time this week?"
asked Timmy. So they took the bus, and when they arrived at school, it was a 2-hour drive, and weirdly, it was only 8:26 a.m.
What? How can it only be 8:26 a.m. and we have been travelling for 2 hours?"
shouted Jeff. When they got to school, it was a nice morning, but in the afternoon, it was chucking rain down. Jeff, Timmy and Jimmy noticed that there was blood dripping down from the projector.
"That's just paint," explained the teacher.
"No, it's not,"
screamed Jimmy. Jeff, Jimmy and Timmy went to Timmy and Jimmy's house for a sleepover. Just saying, Timmy and Jimmy are twins.
"What was going on with this afternoon?"
asked Jimmy.
"I don't know, but whatever was happening, someone needs to stop,"
demanded Jeff. Episode 3. Suddenly they heard noises.
"It's just the wind," said Timmy.
"It's just the leaves,"
said Jeff.
"No, that's a man."
Outside, they looked at the window. There was a man with a black face and a creepy suit.
"Ah!"
they screamed. They started throwing books at him, and then he fell. They went to Jimmy and Timmy's house, Timmy's mum, and said,
Mum!
They twin screamed.
"What? What boys?"
shouted Mum.
"There was a man at the window with a black face,"
said Jimmy.
"Yeah, he's really creepy."
Okay, boys,
I will look outside then."
No,
he's too creepy. We just said.
"Boys, there's no one, look."
She opened the door and said,
"See now, back to bed."
"No, we're not going until someone gets rid of him,"
the boy screamed.
"Ah!"
"Fine, then come with me." Jeff brought a torch and they found blood on the floor.
"Ah!"
they screamed. Then they ran inside. "Oh, forget it," said Mum. They went back in. The next day, they went to school. In the middle of maths, there was a big power cut.
"What's going on?"
everybody screamed.
"Evacuate!"
the teacher commanded. Everyone ran to the door. Jimmy, Jeff and Timmy were the only ones in the class left.
"Why is the teacher running?"
Jeff asked.
"Shall we follow him?"
said Timmy.
"Yes,"
demanded Jimmy. They found the black person from last night.
"What are you doing here?"
asked Jeff.
I'm a painter and I accidentally caused the power cut. I spilled paint on the projector. And by the way, why did you throw books at me last night?
We thought you were a devil.
Or should I say the mysterious devil.
Haha. Anyway, who caused the drip blood on our floor and the bus of time this week?
Ask Jeff.
The end!
Was Harry, and the other part for Harry. Narrator, Nathan, Jeff, Finn, Jimmy, Brooklyn and Finn, Timmy, Freddie.